Hey y'all, it's Justine Mentor from Mentor Management. I'm an LA-based dance choreographer and educator turned career coach, and I'm all about inspiring, motivating, and educating professional dancers. I'm so excited to bring you Dance Careers Unfiltered, where we chat about the nitty-gritty behind the business side of the entertainment industry, the stuff that people don't know they need to know. Let's dive in.
Welcome to Dance Careers Unfiltered. Today's guests are Kate Coleman and Jolene Fisher, and they are the first ever to represent their jobs for the new special Career Spotlight episodes on the podcast. They are both performers at Universal Studios in Hollywood. So in this, we will discover what their jobs are, how they got them, what a day in the life is like, and all the benefits of performing at Universal. I adore both of these humans so much, and I've had the privilege of watching their journeys unfold since being their teacher in college. So I have to say, this was a real treat. Please welcome Kate and Jolene. Oh man, I am stoked.
Thanks. Yay!
You guys sound great. I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I also record this just from the side.
Morning, Kate.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh my goodness. Do y'all ever see each other?
Every once in a while.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If I do the action lead stuff, I'll come over there and I get to see you guys.
Yeah.
Is there like a break room, like a Universal employee break room where you guys get to hang out?
There's like a bunch. So Potter has its own. So we like live in this little bubble, and then Waterworld has its own. So they live in their little bubble.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we're neighbors.
I can't wait to hear all about this. Well, I was just there. I told both of you, I was like, I went with my kid because he's like super into Harry Potter right now. So we're like, you can either do a birthday party or you can go to Harry Potter World. And yes. So he chose that, and he's like, I'm all in. It was really, really hot that day, and everyone was just like packed in there, and I was like, oh, I'm having so much fun here. Yeah, but I mean it's still so fun, you know. Like, it's just a fun place to be. So I'm really excited because this is the first of the Career Spotlight episodes that I'm doing. So I thought, I have a podcast called Dance Careers Unfiltered, and I need to be highlighting different kinds of careers that dancers can do and are doing. So that's basically why I thought of y'all for this episode. And I thought it was a really great like gateway into jumping into this topic of like, this isn't like, oh, commercial dance, or this isn't boom concert, but it's like, hi, there's like a million different kinds of jobs that dancers can have. And like, let's celebrate that, and let's dig into it so we can find out more. Cause I think a lot of people don't know, you know, so let's educate the masses on what you're doing. So I would love for you to introduce yourselves, and we'll just go one at a time. You can give me like a quick rundown and like who you are and your background in the industry, and we'll go from there. So let's start with Kate.
Cool. Hi, I'm Kate Coleman, and I grew up dancing in Chicago, moved out to Los Angeles to get my Bachelor's of Fine Arts in dance theater. And then upon graduating, I started dancing with companies in LA. I danced with the LA Contemporary Dance Company for a while, and Mixed Emotions Theatrics. And I also do a lot of commercial and TV and film work. I've worked on HBO shows and NBC, ABC, Disney Plus, all that good stuff. And I dance in the Harry Potter show at Universal Studios.
Amazing. That was a very succinct and like professionally set. You've done this before, Ms. Coleman.
Occasionally.
Maybe once or twice. I love it.
Yay. Well, hello. Good morning. I am Jolene Fisher. I'm originally from Ontario, Canada, and I moved out to Los Angeles to study, did the Dance Theater Conservatory program at AMDA. And since then, my first job was at Universal Studios. I was a dancer in the park for the Fast and Furious pit crew, and that's kind of where it all started. I have a couple film and TV credits, but most made a wonderful living off of live entertainment. I've done the cruise ship. I did the contract overseas with Waterworld at Action Horizons in Universal in Japan. And I just got back, and now I'm back doing the Waterworld show here in LA.
So cool. I mean, I've seen both of these things live, and they're just awesome. I mean, The Waterworld show was definitely my son's favorite. And We did the thing where we sat right in the front. I mean, we were like in the second row, and I knew it was going to happen. You know, I've been to the show before, but I was like, oh, I was like, brace yourselves. And my 4-year-old was like,
I've been
so taken aback. So taken aback. We didn't bring my little one because that would have just been crazy. But you know, my 4-year-old was like absolutely petrified, but like so like drawn, you know, like so just like absolutely mesmerized versus like, what is happening right now?
Are you guys okay? Yes.
yep, we're fine. And then, yeah, and they're great. Like, it's such a cool show and all of it. This seems like a good place as any to remind you of some of the freebies I offer and how to find them. You can find my latest Reels cheat sheet, super great for planning out your reel shoot or just some video content creation, at justinementor.com/reels. I also offer a free class on my concept of the digital dance bag, which is an approach to organizing your online submissions for any kind of job. And of course, you can always jump into a free 20-minute one-on-one consultation that you can find at justinementor.com/shop. Also, brands bacon new. If you're an avid listener of the podcast, I finally have a way you can support more than you already do by becoming a podcast producer. For $5 a month, fans of Dance Careers Unfiltered who want to support, make a production impact, and get their voices heard can visit justinementor.com/podcast to learn more. Back to the episode. So tell me, I think what I'd want to hear from both of you, like, let's just start at the top of how you got into doing that. Like, what drew you to audition for that or apply, or how does that process work? And what was the start of that like for you? And we'll just like keep the same order so that it creates some organization. Totally.
Yeah. So I actually kind of stumbled upon the Universal audition. I saw it online. I think somebody posted it on Facebook and I was like, oh, hey, that sounds like kind of like a fun thing to do. So I ended up going to the audition, and as they were making more and more cuts, I was like, oh my God, am I going to maybe book this? Fingers crossed.
I've got it.
Yeah, exactly. And so I ended up booking it, and you know, it's very much like a kind of work your way to the top situation in the AGVA union side of Universal. So when I first started out, it was convenient schedule wise because I was just picking up shifts and I wasn't getting scheduled. I could say like no. And if I wasn't available, I was working with, you know, all the different jobs that one does in LA to be able to survive here. And then now, you know, 4.5 years later, I'm full time and I get to pick my schedule and all that good stuff. So it was really a great thing to stumble upon because it fit so seamlessly into the rest of my career.
Mm-hmm. Yes, full time. Yes. I going back. So like right after graduation, my first job was for the pit crew dance team for the summer. It was a summer seasonal. And I just love, and same thing that kind of drew me towards AMDA, I just want to be around entertainers, like fully submersed, like just everyone's in entertainment. So that's what I love about working in the theme park. It's like you're surrounded by people, like you're saying, that are doing all sorts of different things, and you never know who you're going to stumble upon that's maybe working on this show or doing that or doing that. Or, hey, we have a Christmas gig, we're looking for somebody, which draws you somewhere else. Yeah, the pit crew was my first one. And then I saw the Waterworld show and I was like, that's cool. I like that. Cause I love it. Being able to dance has brought me into a little bit of stunt work, just understanding basic choreography. And there's so many different facets of stunts, right? So I feel like the best thing that I'm pretty good at is just like picking up choreo and being moldable and being able to learn and understand what might look good and reaction and whatnot. So I started as I actually did a year. I was on the reserve team for a year because I already had enough. And then I just kept training and doing my thing. And I left, I did a cruise that year. And then I came back and there was a spot available. And then I've been with them for coming on 7 years next spring, just on call. And then it's great because that's the other thing too, right? Is it allows you to work, do it. You like get that fuel of being able to live performance. And then you still get to go and do other things. And they understand that. So that's what I love about it. It's a great way to keep learning and growing.
That's awesome. And even with you, Kate, with a full-time tag, mm-hmm. you're still allowed to go and do other work
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely encouraged for us to go out and do other things. Right now, I'm actually on a leave of absence to do another show at the Downtown Los Angeles Theater. So, like,
I want to come see you.
having, yes, it's so fun. I haven't gone through the maze part because apparently it's very scary and I am not a scary person. So,
Not the same.
yeah, it's like I can't handle this. I can do the dancing at the end and I can be the scary thing, but I don't want to be scared.
Yeah.
So it's been nice because you can take those leave of absences and still do things outside, and you can arrange your schedule week to week differently on based on what you're doing outside of there. If you have, a shoot on Tuesday of 1 week and then you have another shoot on Wednesday of the next week, you can change up your days that you're working consistently. So it's really
Wow.
helpful.
That sounds like absolutely ideal
Yeah.
because you get to like have a
Oh.
steady thing and it's in entertainment. And like you said, surrounded by so many entertainers and people just in the arts, which is so cool.
Yeah.
I love that thing too at the Waterworld, and they say like what they're in. They're like introducing so and so from the American
Yes.
Story or whatever. Like they're saying from different things, and it's just like cool to like, oh, these are like performers, but they do all these different things, and I love that they offer that perspective.
Yeah, see my credit right now scrambled with you.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
I haven't
I
seen
haven't even seen it.
it yet either. I saw that they were at South by Southwest last year, so I'm excited
Yeah.
to see
So
it.
I was kind of waiting to see maybe they were like working on distribution type stuff, and that's why it hasn't like fully come out yet. But I'm like, hi, I want to update my reel. Let's get it going.
Like five, six, seven. Yes, I was waiting.
Yeah, right. That was a fun job. It was really fun. Okay, so I want to dive into more about what you guys were saying. So, Jolene, what was the reserve? What is that? Can you dive into what that is?
Yeah,
And is
so
that the same for you as well, Kate? Was there like a reserve for that? Is that like a general universal term or theme park term that I don't know about?
it's kind of like more so being on call. So if they've got a full time, a part time, and then we've got on calls, and then there's usually at least one person because the industry is like, hey, we're able to work, and they want people to keep working and keep pursuing. So there's people that are trained up and ready to jump in when the spot comes available. So I was trained in, but they already had enough people working. So that's when I took the chance and I was like, they were going down for a couple of months for a revamp, just like maintenance and stuff. So I
Yeah.
was like, oh, can I go on this cruise contract for 5 months? But I'm still interested. So I got to
Right.
go and I did that's when I did the Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line with Olivia Lucci. From AMDA. And I was like, I want to come hang out with you. So I got to do that
So
experience and
fun.
then come back. And then at that point, people had moved on, or they also
Right.
have the show in Japan and Singapore, and they just opened up Beijing.
Wow.
So people move around. So at that point, someone had moved to one of the other locations. So that was my opportunity to jump in. And I was like, yes, I'm gonna do it. And
No,
then,
no pun intended.
yes, coming in. Incoming.
Right.
And then yeah, Japan opened the opportunity to go to Japan opened up, and I've always been very fascinated with Asian culture. I was like, yes, I want to go.
And
And
were
then when
you there during COVID?
yeah. Oh yeah.
What I thought, because I remember you like I did a Zoom class or like a or an
Yes.
Instagram live class and you were there or
On
something.
my
And I'm like, I'm
balcony.
in Japan. That's right, on your balcony.
Yep.
Yes.
We had to do all the workouts at home, so everyone was on their balcony doing the headphones and workouts.
Wait, but did you have to re-audition for a show, or they're just like, hey, this spot is open. Do you want it?
No, so sorry, to initially going there.
Yeah.
No, so once you know it here, I mean the sets are very little bit differences. The biggest difference is that's in Japanese. But that was cool getting to learn how to speak the show in Japanese. But again, I had already come from
Wow.
knowing like the main structure of it, so it was a pretty smooth transition. But then yeah, during COVID, we were very lucky because the park only went down for a couple months in Osaka, and then we were able to, I think we were the first ones that were like, can we put the masks on and switch up some of the fights so that we're not like face to face? And then they did the seating separations, and we were up in like 3 months. back wow. to just a couple shows. Yeah.
Great. And how long were you in Japan doing the show there?
3 years.
Wow.
I know. It became like home. It's such a beautiful place. And the culture is lovely. And that's where I met my partner. We did the show together. So it's just so lovely there. I love the art. I love the fashion. Just everything about it.
Wow. What an experience. And who would have thunk?
Right. I know. I know. But obviously the long-term goal is film and TV. So I was like, okay, I got to come back.
LA is where it's at, right?
It's where it's at.
And Kate, what about for you? Like, were you part-time first? And so what was the journey like to full-time? And are you happy with that?
So for the AGBA side of Universal, we work on a roster system. And so you'll get evaluated every year and kind of put in an order based on your score of evaluations. But when you first get hired, you're unrostered and you don't get evaluated. So you're just at the bottom and shifts just drop to you if people are sick or if somebody calls out or if somebody can't go because they have to go do a job. They're like, hey, can you take this shift? So I liked it because it kind of eases you into getting into the middle of things, and definitely still left it open for me to be doing the other jobs that I had lined up at that point. And then as I got more aware that I would be full time, I was able to kind of start weaning out my other jobs because I was like, oh, well, I'm like getting 3 days a week. I'm getting 4 days a week. So I should, you know, commit to this so that I can get that full time and start to pick my own schedule, which was great. And it was an easy transition because of the way that it is rostered and unrostered. It can be sort of challenging because sometimes it's like night before somebody's like, hey, can you take this? And you're like, I have three things tomorrow. And you're like trying to like contact everyone and be like, hey, can we switch this? Can we switch that? So you can like make it there and be there and show them that you want to be there. But in the long run, it was definitely worth it.
And how long, I know Jolene said she's been there 7 years. How long have you been at Universal?
I've been at Universal for 4.5 years. So with, you know, a year of closure in there with the pandemic.
Okay. So that was going to be my other question. So Sokka was down for 3 months and you was down for a year.
We were down for a full year and a month or so. We got called back in May of 2021. So we had just rounded out that full year.
Wow. And that was that like masks and also like changing the staging and all of that too?
Yeah, we had masks on and we usually have 4 Bobatons per show and we went down to 3 so that we could space out farther on the stage. So we were three Bo shows. Until I think December or January, December of 21 or January of 22, with masks on. And
it must have been hot. Also, I'm thinking about my experience and if I was there in a mask.
Yeah, it was definitely quite warm.
Okay, so let's talk about like a day in the life. And then also remind me, I want to talk about AGVA because I know that some people on here are probably like, what are you saying? Okay. So, but I want to do a day in the life. Like how many shows do you do a day? And both of you want to answer, but how many shows do you do in a day? And what does that look like? What do you do in between? Like bring us into your day to day for being there.
So for the Harry Potter show, we do our show 6 times a day, and we do 3 shows and then have a lunch break and then 3 more shows. And each show is about 6 minutes long, with the girls dancing for about 2 minutes and then the boys doing their fight choreo for about 2 minutes. And then we have a little 2-minute finale at the end. And then we do a 20-minute meet and greet afterwards. So we get to kind of, you know, take pictures with the guests and the MC talks to them about all the Harry Potter things and we get to watch everybody nerd out, which is super fun.
After each show the meet and greet?
Yes. Yeah, so
that part is even longer than the actual performance.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's a lot of standing, which can also be harder on the body than the dancing part. We try to take care of our bodies in that aspect and find shade when it's really hot and that kind of thing. That can be really helpful. And then in between shows, you know, we have about 20-ish minutes before we need to get dressed again and head back outside to do it all again. So we can kind of do anything. A lot of us, you know, work on our resumes and we're like talking to each other about like, should I put this here in my reel? Should I do that? And it's like nice to have all of us working on the things that we want to be doing outside in those little breaks in between, and having like support from your coworkers, because we're all trying to do the same thing.
Absolutely. And do you learn the choreography? When do you learn the choreography? How much time is in between learning that and actually getting to perform it?
So we'll learn the choreography. We have about a week of rehearsals. So it's 2 days of learning the choreo and then our contingencies, which is just like, oh, it's windy, we can't use our ribbons. Oh, there's only somebody ripped their tights, so there's three bows instead of four. So how do we switch that, you know, either before the show or even mid-show, like somebody's cape comes off and they have to run off stage. Just learning all of those different things that could happen. And then we have 2 days of that and then 3 days at night on the stage to do the spacing and really feel it out and get to see the Durmstrang come in and do their thing and get the feel of what the full show feels like. And then usually about the following week, we have our like clearance day, our put-in day, where we'll watch one show at the beginning of the day to see how it goes when we're not in it. And then the captain, the dance captain, will step out and you'll step in and they'll watch you do it and just like help guide you through the day and you just get comfortable.
Yeah.
Quite the process.
Yeah.
Just building on that for a second, how often does the choreography change?
It doesn't change much. We changed something last year just for like body preservation purposes. We switched an attitude from being on the right side to being on the left side because we were like, everything's on the right and you know, our bodies are feeling it. So we're like, okay, well, like our show quality was like, let's change it to this side and see how that goes. And but those are like very minuscule changes. This choreo has been the same since Potter opened 7 or 8 years ago. Okay. And kind of stick with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see why.
Yeah.
You do it so much and just needs to be tried and true, right?
Totally.
And then what about for you, day in the life, Joe?
Day in the life. well, our show count usually depends on park projection. So however many people, obviously in the summertime or Christmas time, you can do up to 6 shows a day. Usually they'll do like 4 and 2 different casts. Right now we've got 4, 3 and 4 shows, which is nice. And then they're doing the Halloween show actually at our set this year, The Purge. But a day in the life. So get there, sign in, coffee. And then we usually do a test show, just make sure that everything's running smoothly for the day or if there's any things that we need to be highlighted on. And then go into the shows. And then in between, yeah, same thing. We have a lunch break, train. And that's the one thing that I love about it is everybody's working on something. Somebody's on a computer, like, oh, I'm working on a script. Or somebody's like, I have an audition. Can you read this with me? Or like everybody comes from such different backgrounds. That's what I really like about it, is like, I have a dance background. Somebody else might be a gymnast. Somebody is professional in swords. I'm like, I've never played with swords, but I'll learn. And so it's so fun. You're around just like so many different people. And that's what I love about it. And then same thing we did when you first get hired in, it's like a week or two and you like learn the ropes. We have the boat. So you'll have like a full couple days of like just the boat, and then our alternate sequence is on the jet ski. So you'll learn all the alternate sequences. So that's the other thing about the live show aspect that's so fun about it, right? Like at any time anything can go wrong, so everybody's trained how to either stop the show or continue the show, try and keep it as seamlessly running without people knowing. Some people come a lot, so they're like, I knew what went wrong there. I was like, stop. Try to make you not notice. But that's what's so fun about it, right? It's like every single show is different, and so it's like every single time you go out there, it's a new opportunity to come through the gates, and it's like, oh, I've been to this place that nobody knows about. It's addicting. It's lovely. I love it.
Do you have to get like licensing, or like did you have to be trained specifically, or like to drive a boat or to do the things with the machinery? Like how does that work?
Yeah, so we're all trained, and then everybody has to get CPR and water rescued.
Yeah.
Beyond the set.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like being in the water.
A lot.
How do you deal like, and this is like a weird like a human question, but like how do you deal with that, like with your hair like being wet all the time?
Oh my God,
or like is it a lot of chlorine? Like what do you do?
I
Especially like with blonde in there, like doesn't that mess up the hair? Okay, tell me.
I love this question because so I used to bleach my hair. I don't anymore because I was like, it was getting really fried. But what I love, shout out to Olaplex. I use Olaplex religiously and I love it. I use their clarifying. Yes. Oh my gosh. It is the best. I personally like it a lot. I use the clarifying shampoo after I get out of the water. And then I do their number, I think it's number 8. It's like a super hydrating mask. And I have very thick, coarse hair. So the hydrating mask is so good. And they'll give us, there's some stuff there too, like oils and just like different hair stuff. But I found when I was in Japan, I really got into a pretty consistent regimen. And I realized that that's what worked really well for my hair. Was the Olaplex treatment, and then for my skin, I use the Kiehl's.
Very
it's
interesting.
Very
so, Kate, hey, you are like nodding your head in agreement. Is that is that too?
Yeah, I definitely have started using Olaplex. You know, we either have to have our hair straight or curly or in a side ponytail. There's like very specific things we're allowed to do with our hair. So for a while, my hair was like smelling burnt, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I learned how to do heatless curls because that made all the difference with having to be there 4 days a week. Then you're like, I don't want to keep frying my hair. But the Olaplex is top notch because it just saves it. My hair is super thin, so it fries quickly. So that's been really helpful.
Have you done the dehydrating mask?
Yes, I love it.
It's so good. Like it's one, you know, where people like tell you about a product and then you try it and you're like, no.
Yeah, no, this is fantastic.
It is like, I'm like, oh my God, my hair is soft. It feels really good.
Okay, so I need to get on top of this then, apparently.
Olaplex. Yes. I'm gonna send you the set.
Send me the link.
Okay.
Link me because I just got, well, we'll see if I can do it, but I got some gift certificates for my birthday and I'm like, ooh, I should take advantage to get something for me, you know? Okay.
100%. Yeah.
And then also, I'm assuming the same type of stuff with makeup, like you have to deal with that all day every day, and like what stays on, what stays off. Do they have like specifications of what they require you to have, like specific colors, or do they provide it, or do you provide it?
They provide everything that we're supposed to have makeup wise. We're required to wear a specific shade of lipstick and eyeshadow and blush, so generally those things I'll use from Universal. But I've found that I have my very specific foundations and primers and things that I like to put on. So even though they provide them, I bring my own stuff in often just to kind of supplement. But if you're like, you know, called in the middle of the day and you're like, I'm at the grocery store, but at least you can go to work and everything's already there for you.
That's what I love too. It's like, everything's there. You have a locker and it's like, I can come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do it yourself, or do they have any makeup artists that work for you, unless there's something?
We do it ourselves. They teach us in that first week that we'll have like a makeup and hair session, and then after that you are on your own.
they
will, if you join, like when we did the Grinchmas stuff, they'll have professional people that will come in because you have prosthetics and stuff. So that's always really fun. You get to show up and get your makeup always like extravagant and beautiful with like these sparkles. It's like, oh, I'm a new person.
That sounds cool. That's fun, especially the prosthetics and stuff. You're like, I am a different person right now.
It's so amazing. There's just so many amazing people, and that's what's, not to go there, but like with the strike and everything happening, but like there's just so many moving pieces to make this art happen, and you cannot do it alone. That's what I love about it. It's so, I hope the best for what we get out of it.
So you encourage young artists, or any artists really, to look into it.
And then the live entertainment, it's consistent and it's constant. And that's the thing that's great about it. And like Kate was saying, like we can go and we can work outside, and then you're like, I kind of miss like the live, like I miss that natural high that I get from like being in front of an audience. There's literally nothing like it. I think that's especially during COVID, what showed everybody was we missed community, we missed events and music festivals. Being together is magical.
Well said. Yeah.
Oh
Okay, so Agva, this is what
yeah.
I wanted to circle back on. Tell us about it.
Yes, so it's the American Guild of Variety Artists Union, and they do theme parks and the Rockettes and just a handful of things, variety artists being the key word here. And we in the entertainment side, that's not stunts, Action Horizons, we're all under the AGVA union. So that provides us with some protections in terms of pay and heat and safety and all of that kind of stuff, which is really helpful. I'm a union rep, so I will go into meetings with employees and, you know, mediate and make sure that management is, you know, reading the contract correctly and abiding by said contract, just making sure that we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
And
Cool.
a fun fact, the Durmstrangs for the girls show are with us. They're the Action Horizons boys.
Yes.
So, can you explain what the difference is there? What is this Action? Tell us. I know that's the company you work for, but like, how does that play into Universal? Is it a vendor situation?
Yeah, so I work with Action Horizons, so we're a vendor company. They do the Waterworld show, the Durmstrangs, and we've got the Raptors downstairs,
The
which is fun.
Raptors, like for the Jurassic World.
Oh yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, you gotta go back down there. It's cool. Oh
Yeah, they're
gosh.
huge. It's incredible. It's
Really?
pretty amazing. He actually
Maybe I need
got
to go back on a weekday, like in the winter,
Yes.
when it's not as crowded and not as hot. I think that's what it needs to happen.
November is a good month right now, because even though Halloween's separate, like a lot of people are still there right now. November kind of gets like mellow, and then
Okay.
December's like full on.
Right, because holidays and they change up the sets and things and they change up things for the holidays, like decoration wise.
Yeah, we have, I mean, we have the Bill Grinchmas situation, and
Wait, can you
then
repeat that one
for
more time? Because it just cut out.
oh yeah, absolutely. So for Christmas holiday times, we do the Whoville Grinchmas in the plaza, but then also the Frog Choir comes into Harry Potter, and they have a Christmas specific set with their little singing frogs and all that good
Oh my
stuff. And we also put Christmas trees on the stage, which is challenging, but you know, at the
God.
time, it's very festive.
Right.
That's fine.
That's fun. And do like benefits come into play here? Or like, I mean, I guess if you're full time, then there might be benefits, but I don't know what is it like on the vendor side?
Yeah, same thing, full time, part
Same thing.
time. Yeah, and then just holiday pay and all this like special stuff.
So a lot of security.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice
Amazing.
to have insurance through. And if you're part time, it's I think you have to average 2.5 days of work per week to be able to qualify for insurance.
Wow.
And generally everybody who's full time is on either a 4-day week or a 5-day week, depending on what role you're doing.
Okay.
So that 2.5 days is really attainable when you're still working outside and having all of that. And then the holiday pay is really nice to have because it's incentive to be there. And if you're part or full time, you'll also get idle pay. So just like being on call for the holiday, even if you're not working it, which is great.
Wow.
Yeah,
Yeah.
those 2.5 days are nice. I'll be there
Yeah.
in Right?
any job. Yeah, you're
Great.
like, I'll
It's
be.
a great incentive. Yeah. Because I'm sure a lot of people are like heading out.
That's the thing is like I haven't been home for Christmas. Last year was my first time home for Christmas since I moved to LA.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. Which
I
is
know.
how long? Tell the masses.
Monday will be my 10-year anniversary.
Wow, congrats.
I know.
Of
So 10 years
course.
ago I set out to LA to do
Yeah.
the thing. And no, but last year I made it a priority. And I love the holidays. Like, I just love them. Like, right now it's all pumpkin spice, everything. So I love performing for the holidays. It's like, it's magical, people coming, and like going back to the day in the life story after the show, we have a meet and greet too. And that's my favorite part. And
right.
I miss that in COVID. Like, I miss talking to the people and the younger girls that are just like, oh my God, I want to be you when I grow up. It's like, you can't buy that. Like, that's just, it's so special. And so I don't regret, but I loved being home for Christmas last year. It was nice.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite, just to wrap it up, what's your, I guess you guys have both already said it, but I don't know, your biggest aha moment from having this kind of a job, or like your big takeaway from it right now, or your favorite part, or just something, I don't know, to wrap a little bow on it.
I think at the end of the day, I just remind myself how lucky I am to not sit behind a desk or work in retail as my, like, quote unquote, day job. I get to kick my face and perform for people and live in, you know, this world of magic that, you know, I grew up reading. I'm a big Harry Potter nerd, so I'm just grateful to be able to perform as my job consistently.
Absolutely.
Couldn't say it better than that. I love being around the energy of just performers and people that are driven and consistently looking to keep growing and make the magic happen, because it's like movie magic, live entertainment magic is an actual thing. It is. It's like, you're backstage, you have a bad day. Mascara. Okay, here we come. Close the gates. All of a sudden you're there. And it's wild, but it's, I just love live entertainment.
I love that.
Every show's different.
I love it. It's, yeah. This has been awesome learning all about your jobs. And it's cool to hear like the differences, the similarities in what you do, even though you're both in the same place, but there's so many different worlds inside of that too, which is so cool. So tell everyone how they can find you online.
You can find me on Instagram at kate.coleman.dance. I'm on TikTok, but I don't really post. I'm kind of just scrolling, observing under the same name.
I'm Jolene Fisher. You can find me at Jolene Fisher Inc. on Instagram, or at my website, just jolenefisher.com. That's where I have all my reels and all my projects. I also am a singer-songwriter, so I've been working on kind of also navigating in the creative director realm. So I've been trying to utilize all this incredible people to make music videos with dance and stunts and acting and just, yeah, exploring this never ending creativity.
I love it. Well, I adore both of you, and I'm so happy that you agreed to come on and chat with me about all these things and feel my curiosities, I guess I could say. And yeah, I just really admire both of you and what you're doing. And it's fun to have seen your journeys and just like watched you in your time here. And it's like, it's cool for me. So
thank you so for much coming. For having me. It's been so fun.
Yeah. I love you, Justine.
Love you lots.
Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to check out mentor.management on Insta and justinementor.com/mentormanagement. That's MNTRMGMT. Check out the show notes to find links to my offerings and today's guest. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. See you next time.